Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. How good are you at proverbs and sayings, I wonder? A lot of us will quote a proverb from time to time, but do we know exactly what they mean or how the saying originated? Well, perhaps Tony can help us out with some which are peculiar to Norfolk. Over to you, Tony.
Here are another 10 old Norfolk proverbs taken from the Eastern Daily Press. We would love to hear if you have any favourite proverbs or sayings that may be unique to the area of the country you were born or lived in before coming to Norfolk. Tim put these together and he says, I'm from Wales, and one saying we have that I haven't heard used in Norfolk is, for example, when you're trying to identify the owner of a coat, you ask, whose coat is that jacket? Let us know your particular sayings. Here goes another collection of Norfolk proverbs. Number 1. I gave it him as it came from mill, undressed. Undressed refers to the bran and flour mixed together before the flour was graded for quality. It means someone speaking their mind without trying to sugarcoat what they are saying. I don't know about you, but that sounds a bit more northern than Norfolkian. Number 2. He lies bare of a suit. Means he was so poor there was nothing to bury him in. It also refers to someone who has no good clothes. Number 3. She's laid a stone at my door. Meaning someone she has fallen out with me. A stone left at the door was a reminder not to bother knocking again. Number 4. A hog would have grunted. Even a pig would have acknowledged me. I assume that this refers to a falling out with someone. Number 5. He does the devil's work for nothing. Generally said of someone very keen on using bad language. Number 6. The dog that fetches will carry. This is a good one. It means that someone who tells you gossip will tell tales of you as well. Carry and clecks, my gran used to say. Don't ask. Number 7. Elbow grease gives the best polish. This means the harder you work, the better the result. Ever started a job and been asked to go and find some elbow polish or tartan paint? Number 8. God's lambs will play. Young people will mess around. This was particularly used when a young person who was generally well-behaved was caught being indiscreet or naughty. Number 9. Nip a nettle hard and it will not sting you. If you're measured and decided in a difficult situation, it'll be more helpful than taking too long or being too cautious to act. Like the saying, to grasp a nettle firmly. And the last in our list, number 10, he's got the fiddle, but not the stick. Here's a funny one. It means he's got all the books, but he's not clever enough to know how to make use of the knowledge in them. I bet we all know someone like that. Except just here at Just Talk, of course. These proverbs are interesting. They show us, through their use of objects and characters, what the lives of people were like. There are a lot to do with the land and farming, showing the work that they were carrying out. Animals frequently feature, dogs, cats and pigs. God and the devil emphasising the religious nature of the people and the idea of sins, evil, bad, gossiping. None of these will apply to you, dear listener, so we will draw a line in the sand here. Remember, if you have any suggestions for proverbs that you have heard or used yourself, do drop a note in the wallet or call the office. Details will be given at the end of the recording. Mind how you go now, as our gal Tina would say.
Thank you, Tony. I'm sure we all feel suitably enlightened.